This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt on Thursday ordered a redacted version of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit to be released by noon today. The unprecedented raid on Trump's home is accusing the FBI of weaponizing the department against Biden's rivals. President Biden, with a recession, open borders, an economy in crisis, cost of living exponentially increased, and deadly foreign policies, says the problem with America is Trump supporters at a rally at Richard Montgomery High School in Maryland on Thursday.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy.
After decades of hate and deadly history, President Emmanuel Macron said France and Algeria should look to the future as he begins a three-day visit to the former colony. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Four people, including a constable, were killed in a shooting at an Arizona apartment complex Thursday morning that began over an eviction dispute. Pima County officials say it happened in Tucson when officers went to serve an eviction and were killed. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina told Newsmax overnight, Democrats are the modern-day bigots, particularly towards conservative minorities.
One of the things that you realize very quickly as we discuss the issue of race across this nation is that perhaps the most interesting and provocative nature of race in America today is the bigotry that comes from the left, the bigotry that comes from progressives, black and white, frankly, towards conservatives, especially conservatives who happen to be minorities. That doesn't matter whether you're Hispanic or a woman or African American. The truth is that what national media wants today is to make a caricature of people, and you have to stay in your lane to avoid their criticism and the backlash that comes from even your own community.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Boeing's first spaceflight with astronauts has been delayed until next year because of repairs that need to be made to the capsule following its last test flight. Launch of the Starliner capsule with NASA test pilots is now scheduled for February. In another example of the FBI and Department of Justice attacking President Biden's political opponents, Republican Senator Ted Cruz discusses Hillary Clinton's illegal unsecured email server that gave the world America's secrets. Trump's documents were never online.
To charge a president with disclosing classified information, why? Because under the law, the president is the arbiter of what's classified and what's not. A president can declassify any document he wants. By the way, a secretary of state can't. So Hillary Clinton didn't have the ability to declassify documents, but Donald Trump did. And so the idea that he was in charge, he can read a classified document and go out on TV and read it on TV, and that's under the law, the president has the authority to make a determination, even though it's classified, I'm declassifying it. So the idea that we're going to send in the G-Man to prosecute, to raid him and to set up a prosecution on that. Legally, there's no there.
SpaceX and T-Mobile say they plan to work together to use the rocket company's satellites, Starlink, to provide connections to T-Mobile cell phones across the United States. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you knew it wasn't going to be easy, did you? Boy, I'll tell you, the good news is that a majority of Americans, I mean, a huge majority of Americans agree that we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, that's a good start. That says that we're really starting to wake up as opposed to being woke up. That means that we're coming closer to reality here. And I think that's encouraging, you know, for those of us who have been sounding the alarm for quite a while. Included in this group is John Fleetwood, who is the managing editor for American Faith, and he joins us now. John, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific here. The headlines that you got at American Faith, I mean, the liberal media continues to use Donald Trump as the human pinata. They're now blaming, Trump for all the short falls and the failings of the COVID vaccine. It's all Trump's fault.
Well, the weird thing, Bill, is I thought they loved the vaccine.
They loved it until they didn't.
it's wild how many times they flip-flop. Because you remember, Bill, at the beginning, Biden and Kamala Harris and others on the far left were saying right when Trump said, okay, we're going to do Operation Warp Speed, we're going to get this vaccine out quickly, they were skeptical of it. Former Governor Cuomo, he was really skeptical of it. So everybody on the left was skeptical of the vaccine. But then as soon as, it became advantageous for them to push the vaccine, then all of a sudden they loved it. Well, now, so they flip-flopped once, and now they're flip-flopping back to having this skepticism for the vaccine. And they're saying that it's because of these dangers that are starting to come to light. And I'm thinking, Bill, I thought you're labeled a conspiracy theorist if you say there are dangers to the vaccine.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and they're not in step with the WHO, are they? And so that's immediate disqualification right there on the faces we've been conditioned to believe and respond, because that's the way it's been. If you've disagreed with anything that the WHO, they are the arbiter. Facebook says, okay, you're out of here. You're canceled. As you said, initially, President Biden, and Kamala Harris were very outspoken about believing in it. And then, of course, who are one of the mainstays in the Biden administration but Dr. Fauci? And Dr. Fauci, who I believe gave Donald Trump a lot of bad intel, but, he was the champion of the cause, right? Maybe that's why Dr. Fauci is looking for the exit, right?
Oh gosh, he can't get out fast enough. But thankfully, we've got real patriots in Congress, like Rand Paul from Kentucky. He's saying this is not going to let Fauci off the hook, because that was the first thing I was worried about. It's like, yeah, he's stepping out, and let's celebrate. But we don't want to have amnesia and forget what he put this country through since the start of this pandemic. And now you've got these Democrats on the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis. They released a report on Wednesday alleging that the Trump administration, that they pressured the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to authorize what they're calling unproven treatments for COVID-19 and the first COVID-19 vaccines on this accelerated timeline. And they're saying that's a bad thing now. The left is now saying that was bad, that we were getting it out too fast. First they hated the vaccine because it came from Trump, and then they criticized him because it couldn't come out fast enough. And now they're saying, oh, he got it out too fast. So it's more proof that these quote unquote officials who are telling us this quote unquote official narrative, it cannot be trusted.
Mm-hmm. Well, the deal is, it's ironic that they would say that he got it out too fast, but yet also it's being reported at American Faith that it was the liberal elites that had pressured Pfizer to delay the announcement of the vaccine until after the 2020 election. I mean, again, there was just so much, you know, so much interference in the 2020 election. It's not even funny, whether we're talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, we're talking about any kind of victory for Donald Trump and Operation Warp Speed and what they were trying to do, even in the midst of all the bad intel, to try to give people an answer. Because the thing is part of this, John, if you recall, is that the people had lost their minds, brought to you by the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, social media, all these oligarchs and everything. They presented a narrative out into the bloodstream of the public that this was going to kill millions of people, and everybody was scared out of their skull. They didn't know if they should wear one mask, two masks, three masks, whatever Dr. Fauci was chasing, you know, whatever rainbow he was chasing that particular day or week. You know, that was the latest scaremongering event that occurred, and it all kept us on the edge of our seats. And so we didn't approach this at all in any kind of, you know, common sense sort of way, because you've got 330 million Americans out there that are dealing with COVID. And, you know, many were saying, hey, look at, you know, this natural immunity thing works. Well, we don't want to talk about natural immunity. You know, Dr. Fauci says maybe only good for one or 2 months. OK, now I was naturally immune and I kept, you know, running blood tests, John, because I wanted to, as a person of experience and part of the experiment, controlled by me, because I had informed consent on it, I could see, okay, how was this doing? How were my T cells, my immunity T cells, how were they operating? Were they fading, like Dr. Fauci said? Well, I can tell you, for well over a year, my immune T cells are just as robust as they were right after I got attacked with COVID. Okay?
Yeah, so it's sad, because I want to be, Bill, I know you do too, and who doesn't? I want to be able to trust the FDA. I want to be able to trust the CDC. I love my country, not who it's being run by right now, but I love the founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, these things that give us all the great blessings that we have. I love that part of our country, not the way it's being run right now. I wish I could trust the FDA, the CDC, the even a World Health Organization. Unfortunately, you can't. And what you have to do is exactly what you did. We have to take our health into our own hands, do our own research, do our own work, which honestly, I mean, just lines up with the Christian idea. You pick up your cross and follow Christ. We've got to pick up our health cross and do the work ourselves, because these officials, unfortunately, they're just pushing a political agenda instead of trying to get people healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my friend, Dr. George Farid out in Imperial Valley, they write a story about what they did there, John, to this point. They're calling it the miracle of the Imperial Valley, and that is that they discovered that early treatment protocols saved thousands. Nobody went to the hospital that you know, received early treatment. And what they did with these patients, I mean, they didn't load them up with all these, you know, super drugs or anything like that, was that they reinforced their immune system. Now, I'm telling you very, you know, very basically what they did. It was, you know, a little bit more than that, but essentially that's what it was that they applied early treatment protocol, and they saved thousands from going in the hospital and saved thousands of lives. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that. Yeah, mainstream media doesn't even want to touch that because that doesn't go along with the narrative that they have caused us to believe over the last 2.5 years. And at the end of the day, are we really smarter or are we still preconditioned to fall into the same trap as before? Stay with us.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez here. We were just talking off air with John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. And, you know, boy, I'd heard the number before, but not quite in this context in terms of how many people die in hospitals or as the result of errors committed by doctors in hospitals. I mean, the number's unbelievable. And especially, you know, when you look over the last 2.5 years of COVID and how many people went in the hospital, even my own doctor said, look, if you're on a ventilator, chances of you getting off that ventilator when you go in the hospital is, you know, 1 in 3. And I think that that's a high estimate, John, that but he said, you know, 1 in 3 that you get off. But, you know, otherwise, the other thing that was happening and people are realizing, and you've got, you know, throughout the communities across the country who, you know, the families that lost someone are finding out that one of the common denominators was the drug remdesivir. And most of these people who died, these family members who died, were injected with remdesivir. And what we understand from the doctors is that they're prescribed 2-5 prescriptions, 5 doses of the of remdesivir, and they said that by the 7th or 8th shot, you're dead. So, I mean, it's almost like, wait a minute, you're purposely killing these people. Well, why would you do that?
That's the way it looks.
You know, but like you and I talked about, because it's not about people anymore, it's about things. See, you're just kind of a, you know, an asset to be capitalized upon. And once you come into the institutions of these hospitals who are all about making money, and it's not about, it seemingly is not about the health and welfare of people. They may tell you that on the outside, but in practice, and especially what we saw in COVID, is they sold their souls. Because, you know, as you said, the pharmaceuticals, the government, the CDC, everybody, they put a price tag on people. Said that, you know, if you're dealing with somebody with COVID, boy, you got money. So everybody was dying of COVID, whether you got ran by over by a train or whatever. If they could, you know, suggest that COVID was part of the reason you died, that was the reason of death, was COVID. Because you got paid. You got rewarded for putting down that it was COVID. And this is why the CDC finally had to come back. If you remember, what did they said that actually the people that only died from COVID was about 3%, which was a small number. You know, it equated to a small, you know, flu season number. Right. But yet we were told and scared out of our wits. You know, thank you. First of all, the Imperial College out of England. The same people that gave us the knucklehead data for climate change and everything else, and we're still listening to them. It's beyond me. You know, they were wrong then. They still continue to be wrong. They were wrong with COVID. They still continue to be wrong. And why that institution is still alive and operating is beyond me. I mean, you know, they ought to be treated like the prophets of old, John, is that if you gave a false prophecy, you were gone. You were taken out. You were stoned. You know, so it discouraged people from being, you know, an idiot and putting out bad info and bad intel into the marketplace. But here we're so accommodating because of politics or whatever you want to call it and just outright greed. And we're killing people and we're just and the world is just like, you know, it's like shrugging. It's yawning over this, John, and we know this information, and it's just like, okay, well, you know, it didn't kill me. It may have killed a relative, but, you know, I guess I'm okay. So somehow it's, you know, I don't understand this, that we have gotten so conditioned and so laissez-faire about this, John. You got to help me.
Well, it's just more reason. Like we said before, we have to take our health into our own hands. These quote-unquote officials are unfortunately officially people we should not listen to. I mean, just take, like we said off air, I noted that Johns Hopkins University did a study that showed that medical errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States. They're called iatrogenic death. I got a report here. It says analyzing medical death rate data over an 8-year period, Johns Hopkins patient safety experts have calculated that more than 250,000 deaths per year are due to medical errors in the U.S. And that was, those figures were published in the British Medical Journal that everybody touts. So everybody talks about cancer and heart attacks. They go down the list. They always leave that out. Mm-hmm. Of course they leave that out because the pharmaceutical, the medical industry, it's a multi-billion dollar a year industry. But it's the third leading cause of death, medical mm-hmm. errors. So it's
I think that's why they call it. I think that's why they call the medical profession practice. You know, it's a practice. You know, think about that. Wait, it's a practice? I mean, you need more practice if you're killing 250,000 people. I'm just saying, right?
Well, and that information needs to be out there. That's why we publish information like this at American Faith. You're not going to get it at Fox. You're not going to get it at CNN, because all of them run these ads for, you know, take this Pfizer shot. They were just promoting this shot for dogs I saw the other day, because they said there was a case of I think it's called parvo going around. Or they said it was parvo-like.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, they said, make sure you get your parvo shot, the vaccine for your dogs. And I'm thinking, wait, you said it's a parvo-like disease. It wasn't parvo. They tested it. It wasn't. They tested it and they figured out it wasn't parvo. Why are you telling me to vaccinate my dog against parvo if you don't even know what the disease was? So they're even pushing it on our pets. And
right.
The reason is, unfortunately, Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, they all get paid advertisements from these pharmaceutical companies. And that's why everybody thinks pharmaceuticals are good, but the pharmaceuticals and medical errors, they account for all of these deaths in the U.S. So we've just got to stop listening to them and start doing our own homework, just like you do, Bill.
Well, the government has protected them. I mean, you know, they've protected the pharmaceuticals. I mean, there's no liability, right? Rarely do they get sued or can be sued. And, you know, I think this is what Christopher Wray wants with the FBI. He wants a total immunity, you know, so no matter what they do, you know, they're just all worthy of God's glory, I guess. And, you know, they're beyond scrutiny. It's amazing how people want to avoid accountability. But, you know, meanwhile, look at, as a person that should have informed consent on all things, okay?
Yeah.
You need to demand informed consent. And, we've been dumbed down. And, you know, for these young kids, even though they're getting, you know, $10,000, $20,000 of their tuition debt erased, I mean, it's like a little bit of critical thinking will tell you what this is all about and that you're being worked.
Right.
You're being worked.
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, without even realizing it, this is, you know, which is kind of ironic. I had said that, you know, if you remember Joe Biden on one of his stops, it said, oh, they're going to put you all in chains. You know, this is the government putting you in chains, is that they're going to lay debt on you to such a degree that you are either going to have to really work your butt off, John. I mean, really work your butt off to stay ahead of the tax man, or you just say, okay, I surrender and I'm just going to be a ward of the state. I'm just going to look to the government. I'll look for government cheese and milk, and, you know, hopefully I can take care of my family and take care of myself, or even forget about even having a family because I can't afford it, unless the government can give me some super subsidy when it gets to the point that we've depopulated, you know, the country so poorly that now, you know, the government has to come in and really subsidize the birth of your children.
Right, and there's a reason it's all being... It's all being orchestrated. And
of course it is.
All this it's all
not
this great reset. World
it's not accident.
Forum.
Exactly.
No, not an accident. They're,
no.
And they've got people on their board like Larry Fink at BlackRock, pharmaceutical industries, including every other industry. They own the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
And so that's how you're getting this great reset idea down into the pharmaceutical industry. And I mean, speaking of BlackRock, Bill, did you know they just kicked BlackRock out of Texas. Texas said, get out. I recently, and I've been talking to you about, you know, BlackRock and their connection with the World Economic Forum, and that's how the Great Reset's getting pushed through all these companies.
Yeah.
So you've got DeSantis pushing them out of
Florida
in some regards. You've got West Virginia pushing out BlackRock in some regards. Now you've got Texas pushing them out. Still, America is waking up. The
Amen.
Link between this globalist communism that's trying anti-Americanism that's taking over our country and BlackRock. We're seeing the connection, and states are starting to do something about it. I love it.
We have to go back to first principles, as you and I have been touting, John. We've got to get back to we the people. Seriously. And we the people need to get back on the playing field. You cannot do it as observers anymore. You have got to participate in this revolution to return America to its greatness. If there's any hope for yourself and your family and your grandkids and the next generation. John Fleetwood, Managing Editor for American Faith. Thank you, John.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. School is almost in session, and Amazon is making it easy to check off the final items on back-to-school shopping lists.
From essentials like pencils, folders, and lunchboxes, to electronics like laptops and headphones, to room decor and picture day-ready attire, Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college shopping guides are a one-stop destination for all last-minute needs. Amazon offers parents, students, and teachers vast selection, low prices, and fast, free delivery on eligible items for Prime members. Additionally, through Amazon's Your Supply List, parents can conveniently find and seamlessly shop for their child's classroom-specific lists, as requested by their teacher. College students can also sign up for Prime Student to enjoy the same shopping, savings, and entertainment benefits of Prime for only $7.49, along with access to exclusive perks for college life, including 24/7 tutoring with Course Hero. Visit Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college now to finish checking off your school shopping list.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt on Thursday ordered a redacted version of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit to be released by noon today. The unprecedented raid on Trump's home is accusing the FBI of weaponizing the department against Biden's rivals. President Biden, with a recession, open borders, an economy in crisis, cost of living exponentially increased, and deadly foreign policies, says the problem with America is Trump supporters at a rally at Richard Montgomery High School in Maryland on Thursday.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy.
After decades of hate and deadly history, President Emmanuel Macron said France and Algeria should look to the future as he begins a three-day visit to the former colony. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be joined here in just a moment by Yuri Borychenko, who is the founder and president of Hope for Ukraine. It is a nonprofit that serves individuals and families of the poorest communities in the Ukraine. Yuri was born in Ukraine in 1982. When he was six, his father, a Protestant bishop, was arrested and sentenced to 3 years in prison for being a preacher. When Yuri graduated high school, he moved to the U.S. to attend Bible college, eventually graduating from Regent University in 2005 with a master's in media communication. In 2016, Hope for Ukraine was founded with the goal to raise awareness for voices not heard in Ukraine. So in 2016, Yuri, hearing the voice of God, was moved to establish Hope for Ukraine. And then here we are 6 years later, and the need for this institution is quite obvious. And Yuri Borychenko joins us now. Yuri, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
What a story, Yuri. And thinking about in 2016, we started to hear a little bit about the Ukraine, but not realizing the situation and to even read about your father who was arrested and sentenced to 3 years in prison for being a preacher. I mean, the history of Ukraine is, can be a bit confusing for an outsider to understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's a country that always been fighting for their freedom. We had to, in 1991, we got independence from Soviet Union. And ever since then, I mean, in my opinion, the fight was never over because the Soviet, or whoever was the president of Russia, they were trying to control politics, economy, and people of Ukraine, you know. And then 2016, this is when, actually 2014, when, you know, they annexed part of Ukraine, Crimea,
yeah, right,
Donbass region. And then after that, we started our organization to help because the need was so big. So we started working on the ground there with the children who had HIV.
Mm-hmm.
We worked in a lot of medical projects and also, you know, refugee projects. So, and now, I mean, what we've been doing ever since full-scale invasion is just been 24/7 operation because the kind of crisis and the kind of pain and suffering we see from people on the ground is just really hard to explain.
Well, what we see here in this country, Yuri, and you see it on TV as well, it is heartbreaking. But it is it's hard, I guess, in as much as unless you're living with it moment to moment. And I think about this in my daily prayer time, Yuri, as I'm praying for Ukraine, is the millions of people that have been displaced. You know what they're feeling at this very moment. I mean, I'm here. I'm in the comfort of my studio. I have a cup of coffee, and you've got family, kids, husbands, wives that are in a desperate situation. And thank God for neighboring countries that have lent a hand. But this is overwhelming for them, and it's got to be overwhelming for one self-responsible people to find themselves relying on people of faith. You know, friendly Christians and others who have lent a hand and are right there. But, you know, we go on with our day here in this country, and every once in a while we may hear and think about Ukraine, and we may even toss up a prayer to God for them. But we have no idea what it's like to endure what the people of Ukraine are suffering through, right?
Yes. And I think the biggest strategy is that it's a sudden change that took place in so many families because you got to understand, like, we have a center in the Lviv, Ukraine, where we house refugees who escaped, like, eastern parts mm-hmm. of Ukraine. And, you know, some of the people that we host are people who used to be pretty well off before February 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And overnight, they lost everything. So imagine yourself, you know, today you have a job, today you have, the kids have activities, they do sports, they do this, they do that. One missile comes in, boom, your business gone. Another missile comes in, your home is gone. And in the end of the day, in a matter of a couple of hours, you're left with a shirt on your back. And maybe if you were lucky to grab something and a suitcase in your hand. And that's it.
Wow.
And that's the reality that, you know, and so we have, you know, we have people who like living in hell over there, like as far as closer to the front line. But there's another aspect to this story is people who actually left and now they're going through what I call the emotional withdrawals, realizing that, you know, their life will never be the same and it's never going to be the same. It's not something that's going to change. You know, tomorrow is going to take them years and years and years to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, they basically have to, you know, live. All they have is a bed that we provide, and they have to rely on meals. And because 90% of the country has no work, right? So, like, even
yeah.
people who escape. So, like, right now, you know, it's and the problem is all country is in this craziness because, like, even in Lviv where we are, which is closest to Polish border, you know, we have sirens twice a day. So the kids, you know, you can go to bed and 3 o'clock in the morning that you hear sirens, you have to get up and run to the shelter. So
exactly.
the emotional.
Wow.
It's incredible.
It's uncanny. Right now, I'm studying the book of Job, and to hear you talk, to me, it's Job-like. The only thing you can count on is God in the midst of these atrocities that are taking place. And, of course, they're profound. We see on video that's broadcast here in America, the bodies lying in the streets and, the ugliness of war. It is amazing, I think for people in the West, Yuri, to understand, to get their brain around the fact that, that Ukraine, the people of Ukraine are doing all that they can do to resist. Like the Bible says, you just keep on fighting. Having done all to stand, you keep standing. And they've done this. I mean, it's hard to think that, they've been withstanding a powerful Russian force for 6 months. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Ukrainian people right now, they are standing against evil that was ready to capture most of Europe and just change everything that's civilized, everything that's right. That's why, I do believe that God is fighting on our behalf, because what we see on the ground, if there was no supernatural power standing behind our forces and our people, and support, of course, that we're getting, especially from United States, there would be no Ukraine right now.
Exactly.
So this is a supernatural fight that we're experiencing, and in a few years, when we're going to look in the history books, that's going to be something that people will study.
Yuri, we got about a minute left here. Anything that really stands out that's really important that the American people should hear from you, and also for those of us that want to help the people of Ukraine, how can we do this?
You can learn about how you can help by going to our website, hfu.org. We post daily updates on what we do on the ground and how you can help. And the most important, keep praying for us. Keep praying for people of Ukraine. Keep supporting everything you do here. Make a huge impact. And because of your prayers, your support, your well wishes, we're still standing. Thank you so much. And, God will repay you hundredfold for all the kindness you have done to people of Ukraine during these hard times.
Well, Yuri, please let the people of Ukraine know that we continue to lift them up in prayer. We know the Lord of Heaven's armies will come and is there with you, and that His grace and peace would surround and comfort you all. And we will do what we can do, all that we can do, to support the cause for hope for Ukraine. Thank you for being with us.
Packages start at $29 a month with sign agreement.
Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hearts of God's people are coming together. I think it's exciting to see what's happening and the change that is near and soon and very soon by God's grace and mercy. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion clinics have begun to shut down at an unprecedented rate, with over half closing their doors in states that have implemented abortion bans. Now, for many of us, we would see that as great news for the pro-life movement. But the thing that is, you know, I think shocking for those on the left, because what motivates the pro-life movement are the people. It's the women that are involved. And the pro-life people are the ones that are in front of this new situation that has arisen as a result of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. You still have women who are in need, and this has always been the heart of the pro-life movement. So it's not a big shift for them as much as it is that, hey, we just need to open more doors and make sure the door is wide open to serve the women who are desperately seeking help. Here to tell us more about it from Focus on the Family is Robin Chambers, the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children. Robin, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Did I frame that okay?
Yes, that was perfect.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad, because that is the heart of people that support life, and that it's not about things, about people. I mean, for some reason, that seems to be the theme of today, is that this is the contrast, is, you know, is the organization, is a country, are a people more concerned about people or things?
Right. And you made a comment that I think a lot of people don't understand. And thank you so much for, you know, calling attention to our pregnancy centers and the work that they do. But you're right, you know, Planned Parenthood is closing. However, they're also doing a great job of selling fear. And I think that fear is driving these women to go out of state to maybe other states that have abortion more readily accessible than their state. And that's where our pregnancy centers come in. You know, we want to call attention to what they're doing, and they are there to serve that woman and her child for as long as she'll allow them to. And that's true care. That is holistic care. It's her, it's her child. You know, they're going to be with her as long as she'll allow them to be. They're going to connect her with lots of other resources. They're going to connect her to a church, which is where a lot of her support comes from. They are doing an amazing job.
Exactly. And I hope that people picked up on, you know, what you're talking about in terms of, you know, caring for the woman and the child, whereas with Planned Parenthood, what they care about is their bottom line. They're caring about the money that they're generating, you know, from abortions. And they believe it's one and done. I mean, there's no follow-up. I mean, I have not heard of one person who has had contact with Planned Parenthood, have, you know, gone through an abortion. And I don't hear of anyone ever, you know, because I ask them, I go, did Planned Parenthood follow up? Did they call you, ask you how you're doing? Was there any concern or anything like that? They go, no, they just they just took my money. That was it. The last I heard from them was when I walked out the door.
Right. And that's what I
mean, think about that. I mean, and Robin, you and I have talked about this, you know, to extreme lengths. And I don't know that we can be extreme about it. In a sense, because, you know, we're talking about real people. We're talking about their babies. We're talking about, you know, that you might think, okay, this seems to be, you know, the intelligent thing to do until you realize that it wasn't so intelligent after all. And sometimes that happens at 3 o'clock in the morning. You wake up suddenly staring at the ceiling dials and go, oh my God, what did I do? Right?
That's exactly right, and that's what the pregnancy centers do as well. You know, there's so many women who work the pregnancy centers who did buy the lie and did make that choice to have an abortion, but they have found hope, they found healing, and what's so beautiful to me is that they're willing to share that. You have a lot of these centers that are doing post-abortion healing, and it's taught by women who have been sold the lie that this is an easy thing to do, this is the fix, and now they're willing to share their journey, if you will, of coming back to that place of forgiveness. And that's so, for me, it's just this beautiful picture of redemption, you know, first and foremost in Christ, and then having that woman share, you know, yes, I went through the same thing, and yes, there's shame, and yes, there's guilt, but oh my goodness, there's hope and healing in Christ. And so to me, that is that holistic picture of that care, that ongoing care for her.
Yeah, and God always redeems seemingly the unredeemable, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, because the pain, the guilt, the shame that some women, some men will carry with them, I hope it is not something they carry to the day they die. Because God, Jesus is saying right now, I'm at the door. I'm at your door. Come to me. And you know, you think about, yes, no question, you know, killing your child, it is so horrific, the thought and idea, and especially when you come to that mind to realize that it is killing a child, a creation of God, it can be excruciatingly painful. And the only way that that can be healed is just as you said, it's at the cross of Christ. It's coming to Jesus. And then working through it and working through it, like you said, there's so many women who have gone through it, you know, bought the T-shirt, they've worn it, maybe went out in front of the parades and partied on and thought this was the best thing ever until they realized it wasn't. And they know firsthand the lie. So that which the evil one meant for bad, you know, God turns to good because we, you know, this is the redeeming God that we love and we care about. And we see him do this time and time again, Robin. you know, how lives are transformed and people are forgiven. You know, I was sharing with somebody else the other day, I was reading about King Manasseh, right? And he had an evil empire. I mean, for 50 years, this guy participated in, you know, all kinds of idolatry and the god of Molech sacrificing babies, you know, to the god of Molech, which God says, I don't know who gave you that. I never told you to sacrifice your children to me. You know, what the heck were you thinking? In so many words, that's Bill Martinez's interpretation. That's not directly from the Bible, by the way. But you get the point. But the main point here is that for 50 years, he was doing all this. And God said, hey, you know what? I still love you. You're still my guy. I'm going to forgive you. And so if somebody like Manasseh for 50 years as the king of Jerusalem, king of, you know, the southern kingdom of Israel, can do this and God would forgive him, well, what do you think? Could he do the same for us?
Oh, absolutely. Isn't it beautiful that God can use a story that we thought would determine or ruin our lives, and he uses it for his glory? And that's one of the things we have to remember is, you know, what God can use is just, I think, beyond our wildest imagination, and he uses it for others to bring them to him. And I see that so often in our pregnancy centers, just amazing men and women serving their communities and serving them well while they're also serving Christ. It's a beautiful picture.
Well, again, we're faced with the reality that, you know, Planned Parenthood is closing down. Good news. The gooder news is that the pro-life movement is serving these areas and growing and expanding as quickly as they can possibly to serve women, to really serve women in a holistic, a true, godly, holistic way. That I think that, you know, if women were to stop for just a moment, you know, when you consider God's commandment that we should love others, you know, the way he loves us than the way we'd want to be loved, right? And when you think about that, if given the choice, how would women want to be treated?
That's a beautiful picture. And isn't that the call?
Yeah.
Isn't that scriptural? You serve the widow and the orphan. They're not widows, but you know, they are the least of these. These are women that have been abandoned by their families. They've been abandoned by possibly the father of the baby. And these pregnancy centers step in and say, we'll go with you through this pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And because of who they are in Christ and who that child is in Christ. And it's just, I honestly cannot say enough about the pregnancy centers. In fact, I'm at a conference for pregnancy centers, and it's beautiful to watch a younger audience, younger crowd, come to these conferences and ask, how can I serve? What can I do? Wow. So I'm excited about what the pregnancy center movement is doing.
You know, and what you just shared with us, Robin, my takeaway is that the spectrum of stories and experiences that these women gone through, you know, where, you know, the father has left them, maybe the husband, maybe just a boyfriend, a family has rejected them. I mean, the spectrum of experiences of pain that these women have gone through is incalculable. I mean, unless you're in their shoes and you know what they've gone through, it's only by the grace of God, really by God's grace, that they can be healed. And that's who we want to co-labor with. We want to co-labor with God's intention and his purpose in any way we can. So, Robin, how can our audience, you know, support what's going on and be a part of the solution and not add to the problem?
Find your local pregnancy center, get involved, and help serve women and men in your community. They desperately need you.
And I'm glad you mentioned again men. You know, that has come up a couple of times, and that's what we're realizing as well. And you and I have talked about this repeatedly, is the growing number of men who are coming to the cross and realizing, my God, I bought into the lie that this was somehow, you know, had the good housekeeping seal of approval by the government and by the Supreme Court, and now I know different. And that's what happens, you know, when you're blind and now you can see. Your perspective broadens quite immensely and righteously all at the same time. And may God's grace comfort you as you return to God and rediscover a life of life and living. Robin Chambers from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robin. Take care.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Has your body ever...